This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. From indie rock to local rap, NC State's student radio station has built a loyal following of, well, mostly hipsters. But on Sunday mornings, that changes. If your radio dial happens to slip from Weekend Edition, and I know that happens from time to time, you might just catch the Triangle South Asian Music Program.
Geet Bazaar every Sunday, 10 to 12 noon. Carry to Karachi, Rally to Rajasthan, Mumbai to Mombasa, Naples to Nepal, Missouri to Missouri, Niagara to Agra, Alabama to Allahabad, La Jolla to Lahore, Nevada to Noida, Carolina to Kerala, Chicago to Sharpur, Louisiana to Louisiana, Oregon to Aurangabad, Tashkent to Kasgan, Utah to Eta, Texas to Texla, Virginia to Varanasi, Morrisville to Mauritius, Delaware to Delhi, Oklahoma to Oakland, Dublin to Dubai, Baltimore to Butler House, Jarzal to Sharjah, Florida to Murozabad.
Through WKNC.org.
Oh, and much, much more. Yes, WKNC's Geet Bazaar. Listeners from all over the world turn into Geet Bazaar for their fix of Bollywood soundtracks and dozens of other genres from South Asia. Afroz Taj and John Caldwell are bilingual hosts of Geet Bazaar. Afroz is an associate professor of Asian studies at UNC Chapel Hill. John is a teaching associate professor in the same program, and they're here now. Afroz, John, welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Frankly, telling you, Frank, I'm so excited to be on the State of Things.
Well, I have to make this confession because as a public radio guy, I'm really supposed to be listening to Weekend Edition. I love your show. I just love your show.
I gotta say, appreciate it. So, you're making me nervous right now.
No. It's only radio, and as you know, nobody's listening.
Well, exactly. And I'm still sort of offended you didn't, you know, we are hipsters too, by the way.
I know you're hip, but I mean, it's not necessarily the kind of thing that a hipster would brag about. Exactly. Although I would say the multicultural aspect of it and the fact that we're listening to from experts, from people who are not just dabblers, but who get it. But give us an understanding. Let me ask you, Afroz, kind of how this whole thing got started.
How did it go? I mean, I was about to say that, see, we did not even know that we will reach till that point where we are right now in WUNC. I mean, we started just because, my passion is like television and radio and media and all these things. Mm-hmm. And when I was in India, so undergrad, and then wanted to make a living and put myself in school. So I was in All India Radio, External Services Division, Urdu section. So I was doing weekly program, very little paid, but it was going all over the, I would say, Indian subcontinent and also beyond, like Middle East and all these. So requests were coming and we were very, very like encouraged.
And what kind of, forgive me for interrupting here, but what kind of music were you playing?
The same kind of music like I'm using right now. It's same format almost. And interestingly, the same songs I used to play, they are now old ones.
So how would you characterize that music for people who haven't heard your show? Is it classical Indian? Is it pop music? Where does it fall on the spectrum? Or how widely and how diverse is it?
All of the above. Yeah, like pop music and also like classical and also like a little bit upbeat. That we don't slack, in fact. This is based on request. We call aapki farmaish sarankhon par, means we respect your request anytime.
So, but basically the requests that mostly come in are for Bollywood, old and new. And as we've noticed over the years, the older stuff is still popular. The classics, right, coming in the 60s, 70s, you know, into the 80s is probably the sort of peak years that our listeners like to listen to. We do try to play some of the newer songs coming out so people keep abreast of the latest releases in Bollywood. But as you know, every Bollywood movie basically is a musical movie. So it has at least, you know, the number of songs has shrunk a little bit, but it used to be 10 to 15 songs. Now it's maybe 4 or 5 songs that are kind of in the soundtrack of the film. But so we select from those.
Right. All the, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but all the, I got excited. So.
It happens all the time.
It does, except when you're speaking Hindi and Urdu, I don't even know you're interrupting. Now I notice. It wasn't very polite.
All the songs are taken from the Bollywood films or Lollywood films, which is we call Lahore films, or any South Asian films, because mostly the songs are taken from the films, means they are embedded in the story. Yeah. But the actor, actresses are singing in the movie, they are not singing. It's all lip syncing. Mm-hmm. by playback. Famous singers like Lata Mangeshkar is top notch, or Mohammad Rafi is number two, and then Kishore Kumar, not to mention so many like Manna Day and all this. So they were all playback singers, but the actor actresses are lip syncing. They know that, audience know that. So what happens is that when we play, they enjoy the music, of course, and in their imagination, the scene is going on in the black and white films and stuff. Yeah.
So what's the subset of Bollywood film music that comes out of the films that is considered popular culture? In other words, how much more pop music is there out there that isn't in Bollywood films?
Yeah, so what's interesting is not much, although, as Afroz mentioned, there's, you know, Pakistani films, Bangladeshi films, Sri Lankan films, Nepali films. So the film music is all over South Asia. It's not just Bollywood by any means. And then there's Tamil films, Telugu films in India itself that are almost as popular and widely seen. So we do play music from films that are not Hindi Urdu films. But also, you know, nowadays there's a thing called, there's a program that comes out of Pakistan called Coke Studio, which is kind of fusion of folk, Sufi music, and usually with, you know, electric guitars and electric basses and stuff added into it. So that's not film music. So that gets a kind of a segment of the listeners. And then traditionally there's Qawwali, which is Sufi music, but there can be, you know, secular Qawwalis also. And we played that one about, you know, how the wording starts, like how wonderful it was when we were not married, you know, kind of thing. So it's there's some funny ones.
Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the
people
days.
Enjoy that.
And then there's something else. Yeah. There's something called a ghazal, which is an art song, basically. So getting a little more on the classical side. And then we've played things, bhajans and stuff, Hindu devotional music and Muslim devotional music, Sikh devotional music and Punjabi music, Bhangra music. So there's actually quite a number of songs, you know, I would say maybe 20-30% that are not taken out of films.
And they are all requests. So interestingly, the younger generation is requesting the older generation song, and the older generation is requesting the younger generation song to make themselves or feel themselves younger, or maybe they don't want to reveal their age. So it's so interesting. Like, our purpose is like we are mixing the generations, countries, religions, cultures, languages, sometimes genders. I mean, you know, we look forward any message, because, you know, I'm from South Asia, as in, you know, I'm from India. I grew up as a minority. So I think it's a need to not to feel separate from each other, like mixing each other. So that's our voice of mess, or let's say informative message.
Do you think most of your audience is South Asian?
Very good question you are asking. You got me here because, you know, we have done several times survey, but it doesn't show up the... But you could guess that way. Like, if we give away some, you know, restaurant giveaways and all these and shows and all the kind of thing, then I think, John, correct me if I'm wrong, that half and half, maybe, like,
Which, by the way, I will trade you a trip to Paris for a buffet at a Tamil restaurant in Morrisville if we can work out that deal off air.
It's done.
Believe me, we got one phone call from Paris that was interesting. Like, they were driving in South Asian family, or looks like Indian family, and they were saying, oh my God, you made me cry. Like, when you mentioned Paris, that maybe people are listening to it in Paris, and we are listening to you on, as you know, that we have app also, like Radio FX.
Sure.
So they could.
Well, talk about the impact of this, because you actually started Afro's Right in 1995. Was that when the show started?
96-ish.
And so talk about the impact of the show, because you've had that kind of response. And you started in the days before the internet, and you were kind of the only game in town. So talk about the way the show started, and you're almost surprised at how it caught on.
We used to play the vinyl records. Those were the days. Yeah, John, go ahead.
I think the way it evolved over the years, you know, Afroz and I, Afroz was kind of took the lead on it. He saw the need in the community. The Indian and South Asian communities were growing so quickly. I think the official statistic in the 2000, the first decade of the 21st century, about a 300% increase in the Triangle area. So The need was kind of there. The demand was there. And the number of functions and organizations that related to South Asia was expanding rapidly. So we kind of jumped into that niche. And WKNC, just a shout out to the general manager, Laura, and the current configuration of student media at NC State. There have always been eager hosts and supportive of this particular specialty show on WKNC. But as the years go by, we see our listener base growing so much that basically it's that growth that has amazed us. And so as we talked about earlier, when people call in, names all over the map. We used to have, we have students always. We have student mentees that help us out as co-RJs, and they take callers' names and we'd be like, I don't even know, is that a South Asian name or where's that name from? Like we don't really ask them.
So we don't even know that that tells everything. Because see, the thing is that it's South Asian community was thirsty in 95, 96, 97 to have any voice in the morning, right? They're like, yes, American music and English music, they were into it. But that as soon as we started to play the South Asian music, especially Indian Bollywood music, and then we got the attention so much because they were looking for any informative voice without face for community. And our whole purpose was that give message to the audience about togetherness or something, but we don't want to be preachy or something. So we wanted to give messages between the song, like for example, tum pyar ki saugat liye ghar se to niklo, tum pyar ki saugat liye ghar se to niklo, raste mein tumhe koi bhi dushman na milega. So you are looking at me that what does this mean? So like if you set out, I mean loosely translation, I mean, if you set out from home with a bundle of love, you won't meet any enemy on the way. So it's like one of those things that people appreciated, like kaabe se gharz hai nakashi se waasta, hum dhoondne nikle hain mohabbat ka raasta. We are looking for the path of the love. We don't care about Kaaba or Kashi, or these are the pilgrimages of that.
Where did that quote come from? Is that a classical text that you took it from, or were you just inspired?
Sometimes
one day?
I write, and sometimes good. I make it up right there, or sometimes I borrow from the poets, from the classical also as well. Yeah,
I want to play a clip of some of the music now, just give us an example. And of course, it's so widespread that playing one clip really almost does a disservice to your show because it's so broad. But let's listen to a little bit and some of the commentary afterward. And you can talk about the flow of the show after we listen to this.
सारी दुनिया को बुरा आपको अच्छा जाना, सारी दुनिया को बुरा आपको अच्छा जाना, हाय अफसोस कभी तुमने ना अपना जाना। खातिनो हजरात, नगमा जो आया था वो थी निशा पटेल, और फिल्म का नाम क्या था जान भाई, जरा बताइएगा। उस्तादों के उस्ताद
जी, उस्ताद
ये
जी।
तो ठीक है, चलिए उस्ताद तो आप हैं, लेकिन मैं उस्तादों का उस्ताद हूँ। मोहम्मद रफी
शागिर्द भी हैं बेटे।
मोहम्मद रफी की आवाज में आपने समाप्त फरमाया। अगला नगमा भी बहुत प्यारा है, फ्रॉम द फिल्म चित चोर।
Clip from Geek Bazaar, South Asian music show on WKNC. Here are the hosts, Afroz Taj and John Caldwell. So what were you saying there?
What were you saying? Just go. It's a melancholy song sung by Muhammad Rafi. And he's saying that I can come thousands of hundreds.
I'll be reincarnated 100 times.
100 times in the world.
Fulfill your love. Yeah, exactly.
But still, I promised I will never be separated from you.
Yes, exactly.
What originally, now, the source of the music, where did the music come from? It's a lot easier now, I guess, to get the music to play on your show, right?
Yeah, Afroz has about 3 rooms in his house that are music libraries right now. And as you said, now it's a lot.
I used to afraid to say that to the people because, oh my God, so many music and so much. Now these days, nobody cares about the CDs and everything, but I still, they are very close to my heart.
The hard copy, yeah. The going to the flea markets of South Asia, Mumbai and Delhi and, you know, Chennai and everywhere, we've collected, you know, amassed LP vinyl and CDs and even cassettes, you know, and a lot of them have never been digitized, so we have to do that ourselves. But we have a wonderful library that we can draw upon, and when people request, and on Saturday nights, you know, if Rose and I are up there, you know, hunting for things that have been misfiled or not refiled.
Yeah. You know, I wonder about getting back, because one of the interesting things about a diaspora is they tend to be locked in time, right? The time they left, that's the music they want to hear. That's I remember going to Poland one time and was talking to somebody about music and culture, and they said, oh, we hate it when Americans come here because they think all music ended with Chopin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so we don't want to talk to you about music. Yeah. And I wonder if that's a little bit of that's going on here, where music is really evolving, of course.
You know, Frank, I would say that may have been true when we first started, but now I think it's because of the globalization of media, our listeners probably, you know, do have access to the music, you know, on, you know, streaming, you know, services and platforms. So what we add to it, when our added value is the local feel, right, the live and local feel, so that we can take callers, take requests, right, you know, on the air and go for it and play it and talk about events happening in the Triangle and related to the South Asia community or on the campuses in the Triangle. So, and we have guests all the time who come to talk about these events or talk about their favorite charities or talk about politics in the Triangle, South Asian politics. You know, Morrisville is now officially, I think, 30% South Asian. So, the current and past mayors of Morrisville, who are also big cricket fans and cricket players, have been on our show many times.
But so, we try our best to be a little bit away from any. Contradictory or anything or any politics, or in fact we don't even mention the results of the cricket matches also, which country won or which lost,
because cricket is more dangerous than politics.
It's the most dangerous. Yeah. Plus once India's out, you know, it's like then people are depressed and they don't want to do anything, including listen to the music. So you don't want to miss
it. Still, we try to drop the hints, in fact, with the music or something, a little bit. So but interestingly, like, we invite sometimes the godly man or celebrity like my God, that people look forward to just see that sadhu or anything.
Old man.
So they come, and also the celebrity from Bollywood, they have come, and singers. February 2nd, I think Ustad Ghulam Bas Khan is coming and speaking and singing same time. He's India's one of the top-notch ghazal singer. So it's very much like encouragement. And the main purpose is to keep people together. And so people start liking each other's choices also. We always say that there is no good or bad, because the question of the how much you pay attention to that. Everything is good, like, as long as the message is there.
Yeah, you don't get any fights about, oh, that's not Bollywood. It used to be. Bollywood was best in 1992, and it died. You don't get into that fight.
But there is a fight.
The golden age of Bollywood.
Sometimes husband-wife fight, like, they called and they said, no, new song. No, we want old song. And John said, quiet.
That's great radio. That's great radio. Let them fight for a while.
Exactly.
It's great stuff. Afroz Taj and John Caldwell, the host of Geek Bazaar. Afroz, an associate professor of Asian studies at UNC Chapel Hill. John is a teaching associate professor of the same name. It's on Sundays from 10 until 12 a.m., 10 a.m. to 12 noon on WKNC. You can hear Geek Bazaar. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you
very much. And you can read from Kerry to Karachi, Raleigh to Rajasthan, Mumbai to Mombasa, Alabama to Allahabad, Louisiana to Ludhiana, Chicago to Shikarpur, Tashkent se Kasganj. You can go from anywhere to anywhere through radio station WKNC.
I like Kerala to Carolina. That's my favorite, actually. Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
And just ahead, the music of Reverie. Stay tuned.